Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Crimes and Cover-Ups in American Politics 1776-1963 by Donald Jeffries is a revised paperback work of historical criticism and political revisionism that re-examines major episodes in United States history from the founding era through the early 1960s. Rather than presenting a standard celebratory national narrative, the book argues that official history has often been shaped by winners, institutions, and later interpreters who downplay wrongdoing by governments, elites, and celebrated public figures. Jeffries targets the notion that American history is a clean progression of ideals, instead emphasizing conflict, secrecy, state violence, and selective memory. The scope is broad, moving from the American Revolution and the Founding Fathers to the Civil War, the Lincoln assassination, the World Wars, and other controversial episodes. The book is positioned for readers interested in alternative history, political skepticism, and the gaps between public mythology and uncomfortable historical evidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing American history against the court historian tradition. A central aim of the book is to challenge what Jeffries calls the court historian approach, meaning histories that reflect the interests of those who won political and cultural power. This framing matters because it shifts the reader from passive acceptance of textbook narratives to active comparison between official accounts and dissenting interpretations. Jeffries argues that the dominant version of American history often excuses elite misconduct while presenting national development as morally coherent. By questioning that pattern, the book asks readers to treat history as contested evidence rather than settled consensus. The result is not merely a collection of provocative claims, but a critique of how historical authority is produced. That makes the book distinctive within political history writing. It is as much about who gets to define the past as it is about the events themselves. Secondly, reassessing the Founding Fathers and the betrayal of revolutionary ideals. The book devotes significant attention to the American founding, including the Revolution and the reputations of Thomas Jefferson and other Founding Fathers. Jeffries presents these figures not as untouchable symbols, but as subjects whose legacies deserve scrutiny against the ideals commonly associated with them. His broader argument is that the United States moved away from the intentions and principles that animated the revolutionary generation. This line of analysis is important because it connects early national history to later political corruption. The founding becomes the starting point for a long pattern of compromise, power consolidation, and myth-making. Rather than treating the founding as a complete moral success, the book treats it as a contested origin story that has been polished for civic consumption. Readers are thus pushed to examine the gap between Republican ideals and the historical behavior of the nation that claimed them. Thirdly, Civil War memory, Lincoln, and the problem of heroic national storytelling. Another major theme is the Civil War and the public memory surrounding Abraham Lincoln. Jeffries revisits this period to question simplified moral narratives that cast one side as purely virtuous and the other as purely villainous. He is especially interested in the human cost of the war and in accounts of abuses that are often minimized in mainstream treatments. By doing this, the book broadens the inquiry beyond battlefield history into the politics of commemoration, how states and later historians transform war into patriotic legend. The assassination of Lincoln also becomes part of this discussion, not simply as a dramatic event, but as a case that invites reconsideration of the political environment around it. This topic demonstrates one of the book's core methods, which is to unsettle revered national figures by placing them within broader systems of coercion, propaganda, and historical simplification. Fourthly, war state power and the violence hidden inside national emergencies. The book extends its critique into the world wars and the conduct of the American state during periods of global conflict. Jeffries emphasizes that wartime narratives often justify extreme actions and discourage sustained moral scrutiny afterward. In this sense, war is not presented only as external defense or national sacrifice, but also as a setting in which governments expand power and atrocities become easier to obscure. The book reportedly discusses experiments involving prisoners, mental patients, children, and other vulnerable groups, which points to a larger concern with state abuse rather than isolated misconduct. Even when readers do not accept every interpretive claim, the analytical value lies in highlighting how emergency conditions can normalize secrecy, dehumanization, and official denial. This gives the book a strong structural argument that the worst abuses are often not exceptions to American history, but embedded in the very institutions that claim to protect the public. Lastly, a catalog of controversies that links disparate events into one longer pattern. Jeffries organizes the book as a sequence of historical controversies that includes the Lindbergh baby kidnapping and other widely discussed episodes alongside the larger political and military events. The purpose of this structure is to show continuity rather than isolated scandal. By placing such different cases in one book, He suggests that deception, sensationalism, and elite protection recur across eras and institutions. This approach gives the work a cumulative effect. Each example is meant to reinforce the larger thesis that corruption and cover-up are recurring features of American public life. The method also explains why the book appeals to readers skeptical of neat historical categories. Instead of separating crime, politics, war, and myth into distinct fields, it treats them as overlapping parts of a single national story. That makes the book less a conventional chronology than a revisionist argument about patterns of power and concealment. In conclusion, Crimes and Cover-ups in American Politics, 1776-1963, is best suited for readers who want a critical, non-traditional account of United States history and are willing to compare official narratives with sharply dissenting interpretations. It will appeal to people interested in political history, media skepticism, historical revisionism, and the ways national myths are formed and maintained. Its main practical benefit is that it encourages readers to question inherited assumptions and to recognize how historical writing can reflect power as much as evidence. Intellectually, it offers a broad framework for thinking about continuity in government secrecy, elite misconduct, and the sanitizing of controversial events. What sets it apart from many books in the same category is its wide chronological range and its willingness to connect the founding era, the Civil War, world wars, and modern political culture under one argument about cover-up and selective memory. Even readers who disagree with its conclusions may find it useful as a provocation that exposes the tensions between patriotic storytelling and contested historical record. If you would like to support Donald Jeffries, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.